This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Robert Barnes is about to eject out of here. He's got a court call. He's got to make his final comments from Roger Stone here on this incredible raid on the real president of the United States. But Barnes, all these incredible points, what else do you think is central to get across to people?
Key factors are to continue to reach out in the court of public opinion, continue to respond so that people understand the degree of outrage that of what occurred here, and because it cannot happen again, they will escalate and they will accelerate unless we in the court of public opinion put maximum pressure on everybody at every level of government to respond and react. And we need substantive policy proposals. We need a new church committee from the newly elected Republican Congress, and they need to commit to it so that it's there in 2023. We need to look at scrapping the large parts of the FBI and the national security state, removing D.C. as its own federal jurisdiction. That needs to end. And the president needs to look at having a Jim Garrison-style special counsel to investigate the deep state. Trump should announce now that he's running, and he should start declaring now his intention to clean up the deep state with specific policies like these.
Perfectly said, Robert Barnes. Amazing. In fact, let's put that little clip at the front of the whole interview. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon, my friend. Roger Stone, the 3.5 minutes we have left, you've got a lot to say.
Well, first and foremost, my greatest concern is for President Donald Trump. He's been a friend of mine for 42 years. He saved my life because he recognized that I was the victim of a completely fabricated political prosecution in which I was framed solely for the purpose of providing false testimony against him, which, of course, I refused to do. The president needs much, much better lawyers, smarter, tougher, more capable lawyers. If he has the same kind of lawyers he had in his two impeachment counsels, he's going to have problems. He had one brilliant lawyer in the Ukrainian lawyer. The rest of them got on the stage and they made fools of themselves. You may recall when one of his lawyers said Joe Biden won the election fair and square. Well, that was not the president's view. So my number one concern is for him. Secondarily, for those who think perhaps in the deep state or in the Democratic Party that this raid on Donald Trump may have dampened his enthusiasm or discouraged him from running for president, you don't know Donald Trump. If anything, you have absolutely galvanized him in his commitment to take this country back and return us to our constitutional roots. This was politically an enormous mistake, egged on by Andrew Weissman, egged on by Mark Elias, egged on by Lisa Monaco, the number three person in the Justice Department. This overreach has backfired badly with the American people. For the first time, I'm getting text messages and phone calls and emails from friends of mine who don't like Donald Trump, who did not vote for him the second time. But now they want him to be president again because they see the overreach. This has been, I'm not a lawyer, but this has been one of the greatest political miscalculations that I've seen in the 40 years I have been in American politics.
Incredible times. Absolutely. Trump is a fighter. And we played that clip earlier where he said, look, I can just go away and they leave me alone, but I can't give up. They hate America. They hate you. And I'm the same way. It's like they're trying to dominate us and take us over. And that's why I can't give up. People say, how do you have so much energy? Why don't you back down? Well, why does nothing intimidate you? I mean, like they're beating us in the face. What am I supposed to do? Roll over and piss on myself? I mean, I don't even understand how other people actually think it's heroic to fight tyranny. I mean, it's like sucking air into my lungs, Roger. It's what we do.
Well, as I think it was Richard Nixon who said, the greatness comes not when things go always good for you, but when you are tested, when you take some knocks, some disappointments, because until one has been in the deepest valley, one cannot appreciate the majesty of the highest mountaintop. He also said a man is not finished when he's defeated. He is only finished when he quits. I know this. I know this about you, Alex Jones. I know this about myself. I know this about Donald Trump.
And with that, his Skype cut out. We'll have to have him back to tell some of those great Nixon stories. All right. Stephen K. Bannon is on fire.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin fusion, body cells and turmeric formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
This corrupt establishment is doing to me is all about preserving their power and control over the American people. They want to damage you in any form, but they really want to damage me so I can no longer go back to work for you. And I don't think that's going to happen.
Never before in the history of our republic has the Federal Bureau of Investigations raided the private residence of a former president. That is exactly what happened a few minutes ago. What does it mean? Number one, it is final unequivocal proof to all Americans, whoever you voted for, that the FBI is now the political police arm of the Democrat Party and this administration. Not of the old man in the White House, who is not compos mentis, but of the radicals and the ideologues that have taken over the Democrat Party. Secondly, important to you, if they can do this to the President of the United States, the man who won 74 million votes, they can do it to you, to anyone. And lastly, most important of all, it means that they have failed. They have tried everything else. Two impeachments, a January 6th committee, spurious charges, allegations in New York, and they have failed to stop President Trump. They are desperate because they have failed. He is running. But rest assured, this act by the FBI, by Merrick Garland, the DOJ, and the White House that had to approve all of it is a declaration of war against peaceful American citizens, 74 million of them. This is not America. Stay strong, my friends. God bless.
If you remember back in 2016, when right before he got elected, I was in Washington, D.C. I was at a couple different social events, and I heard people talking. They said the Democrats want this guy so bad that they wouldn't put assassination behind it. And I'm going to tell you something. They've tried impeachment. They've tried another impeachment. They've tried one investigation after another. This is about one thing. This is about stopping him from running in 2024. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not into conspiracies. I'm not into anti-government rhetoric. This is the first time in my lifetime that I would say I am deathly afraid for Donald Trump. I would not put assassination behind these people.
That's the former New York Police Commissioner, Bernard Kirk, a very serious, smart man, another very serious, smart man. If anybody was Trump's brain, it was Stephen K. Bannon helping lead the restoration of this republic. And he joins us for the balance of the hour, warroom.com. Don't need to go to his Naval Intelligence Service or what he did on Wall Street or what he did in Hollywood or what he did for the country. He joins us now, a man who needs no introduction, a true patriot who are trying to make a political prisoner simply for standing up for the sovereignty of the president and the executive branch. Steve, we could talk about so many facets of this, but for me, it's the deep state desperate, trying to finish their coup, trying to secure the last stolen election so they can steal the midterm and the general elections in 2 years. This, to me, is a sign of major desperation, and they're trying to make you a political prisoner right now. I am very honored to be in the same company with you, being persecuted as well. Thank you, Stephen Bannon.
No, Alex, I think you've nailed it. What people are not talking about enough is that this is desperation. They've tried everything else. Look, you see what they're doing to you. The world sees what they're doing to you right now. They've been doing it to Trump, and this is a desperate move to send a bunch of jackboot. Look, the FBI is now a new American Gestapo. All the great legacy they had of anti-communism and what they did for the good of this country over many decades has just been thrown in the trash heap over the last 10, 20 years. And this is outrageous to desecrate one of the most iconic buildings in this country, much less a presidential residence, and to do it the way they did it with, you know, up armored, with weapons drawn, cracking the safe, all this drama to try to show a point. It's an act of desperation. Here's why, Alex. They checked the numbers. They realized this fiasco of spending, the spending and tax orgy they just passed means nothing to the people in this country. The polling's horrible. They're about to get the tables run on them by MAGA in less than 90 days. We will take over. Donald Trump will announce and be the next president. And so they're pulling out all stops. And look, you said it. Bernie Kerik's a very serious guy. He's not a guy who's into conspiracies. He's a very straightforward former police commissioner. And I agree. I do not think it's beyond this administrative state and their deep state apparatus to actually try to work on the assassination of President Trump. I think everything's on the table. I think his security ought to be at the highest it's ever been. And honestly, I think he ought to, and I think he should have flown down to Mar-a-Lago this morning, walked out there at noon today and said, hey, I'm running for president of the United States. Suck on that.
Well, that was my next question. As his former top advisor, what should Trump be doing right now?
I think what he should do is action, action, action. I don't think there should be any more of the tweets, no more of the Truth Social stuff. That's all nice. They put out a video last night. No more videos. We're beyond that. You know, they're trying to not just put you in bankruptcy. They're trying to liquidate InfoWars, which is obviously one of the major news sources out there for the MAGA movement. They're trying to liquidate InfoWars. They're putting Peter Navarro in chains like a common felon. What they did to President Trump is outrageous. Look, you're playing right now. I think it's a beautiful film, and I appreciate the people that made it. We're beyond that.
I agree. We need to see the general George Washington 2.0 in the field taking it to him.
He needs to get to Mar-a-Lago, the exact place that they desecrated, because it was a desecration. They did it on purpose. They understand how Mar-a-Lago resonates, not just MAGA, but to the American people, one of the great buildings in this country. And we've had so many iconic moments there with President Xi and Abe, who just passed away. The moment of standing up to the North Koreans on their missile shoot. So many important things happened there. To go and desecrate it the way they did, particularly over this administrative issue with the National Archives, they're clearly there, as you know, Alex, on a fishing expedition or on a planning expedition. I wouldn't put it past them to have planned stuff. This is a criminal. The FBI and the DOJ are essentially lawless criminal organizations.
That's key. Let's start over there, because you're laying out a lot of key things second by second. Exactly. How do we know 100 agents in there with their long history of planning things didn't plant something classified?
You're absolutely right. 100 guys, or how many guys they had, they're all over the building all at one time. You had a few Secret Service people there. I think Eric Trump and a few administrative people were there. But you don't know. You got to be watching them the entire time. As you know, I mean, we got swatted a couple of weeks ago. And when guys go through to do their thing, you got to keep the hairy eyeball on them. I don't think it's anything beyond any group that would go to a magistrate, not the federal judge in charge of this, but go to a magistrate who, oh, by the way, has deep relationships with Epstein and other nefarious characters, to go to him, to go to a magistrate, not even a real federal judge, but a federal magistrate, to get him to sign off on this, and then to go in there like they did, completely lawless.
But what you did is so key. planting. They don't even need to plant it there. They hauled off dozens of boxes. God knows, we don't think leftist bureaucrats are going to plant something. We're crazy. They just lied last week and said they had my phone. CNN reported 2 hours ago they do not have my phone. Yeah, I know they don't. They just made that up, Steve. I mean, they'll make anything up.
You said that a couple of times. You said it on our show. I'm glad the fake news is finally catching up. No, they could put in an SITK document in the middle of it and say, oh, this was something, you know, some war plan against North Korea. They could do anything. They could plant things. They could put bugs. I think the whole thing's got to be swept, double swept. You can't look. They're the new American Gestapo. It hurts me to say this as a kid growing up, as an Irish Catholic kid in Richmond. There's so many individuals, the Irish Catholics who were the mix, who were FBI agents. And so it hurts me to say this. And I know there's a lot of great whistleblowers there, but the agency's turned to a lawless, the new American Gestapo.
All right, Steve Bannon, literally the 1776 mastermind with us right now, warroom.org. We'll be right back and cover the waterfront with Stephen K. Bannon. Thank you so much, Steve, for joining us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Radio affiliates and Infowars.com. WarRoom.org is Stephen K. Bannon's incredible site. Hey, I've been a big fan for many years, but getting on the show, the response has just been massive. It's so exciting to know that he is reaching so many people. I knew the show was big, but man, it has been incredible to go on the War Room, WarRoom.org. Steve, I kind of want to give you the floor for the rest of the hour, and you know, talk about the big picture. America and the world is at a crossroads right now. What should the American people do in response to this unprecedented police state raid on Trump? And then instead of me asking questions, I want you to just monologue here and let us pick that brain.
Listen, what I was trying to say there is that one of the reasons the response for you on the show the other day was so big is the fact about your book. And I do think that one thing that people ought to do right now is get the reset, the Great Reset and the War Against the World. And here's why. I think everybody out there needs an analytical framework. What Alex Jones has done is given a framework. I've got to tell you, Alex, the response. We sell a lot of books on War Room. We have an audience that's very well read, and they always want the latest thing. I've never really seen a response. I told Tony Lyons, that's your publisher, I've never seen a response. And we've had some big, you know, the Peter Navarro book, the Naomi Wolf book. We've had some big, you know, taking things to top sellers. I've never seen anything like this. And here's what. We need action, action, action starting immediately. And President Trump needs action, right? The Republican leadership needs action. Time for talk is over. But I think one of the most important things for your audience, and this is what the great response on the War Room was, is that you set an analytical framework that puts what I call this ideological and political war in perspective, right? You actually walk through the evidence and the data in this book that sets up exactly what we're up against. Because remember, yesterday, a lot of people said in the introduction saying the Democratic Party. Democratic Party is a very small part of this. This is the administrative state. And this is kind of a merger of state capitalism, these oligarchies in big tech, big media, big pharma, combined with an authoritarian administrative state. And you haven't had regulatory capture. You've actually had the merger of those two. We have taken on the Chinese Communist Party model, which they perfected. Remember, we were supposed to change them by letting them in to the world, you know, the world WTO, most favored nation, things that you've been documenting for decades and decades and decades. Well, guess what? It didn't happen. We actually reverted and took their model with the World Economic Forum, the Party of Davos, the City of London, Brussels, NATO, and the U.S. government. This is what we have now. The Department of Justice and the FBI are just part of their law enforcement apparatus. And that's why I call the FBI the new American Gestapo. And so I think the first thing people should do is get the analytical framework. And then all the information you get kind of falls in. You can weigh and measure and say, oh, yeah, I understand how this piece fits. This piece fits. Remember, you can't be trained for this. You've got to embody this and learn it yourself. And that's why I think the book is so powerful. And I think for right now, people ought to get it and study it. I think there ought to be study groups put up about this. I think you ought to do more in lectures about this, particularly about certain chapters of the book. What I love about what you've done is there's not a lot of speculation. You actually go back. I really appreciate you go back and take all the best works out there, deconstruct them, kind of re-merge them together, re-put them together, and then everything is footnoted. You've got footnotes or references to basically every point that you make in the book. And I think once people have the analytical framework, that's why I think they're even going to be more set for this fight we have ahead. And the fight we have ahead, your audience, what they can do is become force multipliers, right? They can help push your content more, get more people to the site, then start volunteering with all these advocacy groups that are out there, whether it's Second Amendment, Right to Life, parental rights, school boards, the precinct strategy goes precinct. It's now time to become an absolute activist. Put the channel changer down. Once you've got the analytical framework, once you see the direction of this, is take action. And I think that President Trump, from the top up, I think President Trump's got to start taking more action. I think it's time now for action. You know, the video you showed earlier, that little film they made last night, I think was terrific. It was very beautifully made. But the country's not in decline. The country's in a collapse right now. The country, we've had the managed decline of our nation for decades and decades and decades.
That's right. We're debating whether we're in a recession. This is a designed great reset collapse, in their own words.
Exactly. I don't think we need to play nice anymore. I think we need to play the same type of smash mouth. And by the way, it's color inside the lines, but you've got to hammer every day and be relentless. And right now, we've had too many people that just have lacked the courage to go into the arena and say, hey, look, I'm doing this for my country, right? This has happened before in the Revolution, the Civil War, the Great Depression, and World War II. This is the fourth turning for this nation. There's no guarantee, Alex, no guarantee whatsoever.
Steve, talk about that, because you're committed, I'm committed. People ask how we do this. Well, I'm not going to sit by and watch our country and our future destroyed. You, as a man, you commit and then you follow through. Can you explain that to people?
But let's talk about commitment for a second and just the process of how life goes. Once you commit to something, you're going to be shocked about, hey, this book appears. I start to hear this podcast guy. I join this group. I hear about this group. I join it. All of a sudden, I got camaraderie and I new friends. Once you commit to a path of action, the way life is, certain things will open up to you. That's why you've got to commit, and you've got to commit in fighting for your nation and trying to save this republic. You have to commit body and soul. You have to say, hey, this is what I'm going to do. I'm put the tennis racket down. I'm going to put the golf clubs down. Right? I've only got so much
energy. You gave your most powerful speech, I think. I watched it three times at CPAC a few days ago, last week. I watched it three times, and I had my family watch it. We play clips here. Because you explained, we got to dig these bureaucrats out. We've got to defeat them. We came in as you said, the first Trump administration, outgunned, over, attacked. Now going back in, you know what to do. You understand it. That was really, really powerful to get across to people.
The administrative state, look, just winning an election, just like in 16, they're not going to pat you on the head and say, this is terrific. Trump's back in office and he listens to Alex Jones and Steve Bannon and they're going to make all these changes. No, these people control the most powerful nation, not just on earth, they control the most powerful nation in the history of mankind. And they are not simply going to toss you the keys and say, what a great idea. You know, the ideas of Alex Jones and Steve Bannon won, and we're going to let you drive this for a while. They will not do that. You have to go dig these people out. And that's why you have to take on and deconstruct the administrative state. We have to cut off their funding by getting rid of the Federal Reserve. We have to go all out. Every day for these people is Stalingrad. Okay? They sent the jackboots to one of the most iconic presidential residences in our nation's history. And for the first time in our nation's history, they essentially kicked down the doors and said, we're in charge, not Donald Trump. There is no limit to what they do. And you heard Bernie Kerik in your introduction say that. And Bernie Kerik is no guy that hits the panic button.
All right, we got to go to break. Long segment coming up. I want to talk about what no limits means. And what tricks you think they're going to play, and what every listener and viewer can do. I want to go through China, and I want to go through the situation in Ukraine. I want to talk about the economy. As you said, this designed collapse with Stephen K. Bannon. Find all the books, all the information, and his extremely powerful show that has just already been huge, but is exploding. The buzz around it is amazing, and that's why I'm so honored to be part of it. It's really exciting to have you here. Admire your work. Warroom.org. Warroom.org. The only way that people find that URL is if you share it. So that's a revolutionary act, is simply sharing that. How do you beat it? Just use your power. Many hands make light work. Warroom.org, and we're at Infowars.com. Back in 3.5 minutes.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order, is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get you great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, Vitamineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
War. It's Alex Jones.
And once you realize it's a war, there are powerful interests that want to cut you out of the decision-making process and make you a slave, then it gets easier to take your country back. Stephen K. Bannon is our guest for another 25 minutes. We're so blessed to have him here with us. You keep getting back to the central point that there's no limits with this deep state, with these bureaucrats trying to maintain control because they see they're losing control. So as negative and as scary as things are, especially for those of us on the front lines being attacked and trying to take out the leadership, people have got to be positive because at least we're fighting back. We've got a fighting chance. So quantify that for folks of what it means to have an enemy that has no limits.
Well, look what's happened since December of 19. You look into that year of 2019 is the greatest year for workers economically since World War II because of Donald Trump's policies. And look what happened right after that. Look at the CCP virus, but more importantly, look at the administrative state in the United States' response to that with the lockdowns and the mandates and the mass mandates and the total hectoring. There's nothing. They don't have boundaries. They don't need science. They don't need data. They don't need evidence. You know, if you go to your book about the Great Reset, you back everything up with a reference. You back everything up with data. They don't do that. They always move the goalposts. There's no balance in what they will do. They have a propaganda arm, which is the legacy regime media, that will spin it anyway, whether it's MSNBC or CNN or the New York Times. And by the way, what, you know, they've always said about you, you're a conspiracy guy, this guy's crazy. And I just keep telling people, go back and look at the evidence. Go back and look at the track record. Look what Alex Jones did. You've been talking about transhumanism for 20, 25 years. You've been talking about it since even the first experiments kind of started. You've been talking about this kind of new world order, and people say that's a conspiracy topic. Well, just look at the World Economic Forum. Look what they're laying out. Look what they keep saying. They're the ones that came up with the concept of the Great Reset. So if you look at the facts that you lay out and you look at the opposition will do anything. Yesterday, they took, for the first time in our country's history, in the history of this republic, they sent the jackboots of the FBI down there on a bogus search warrant, not even signed by a federal judge, signed by a magistrate, a judge magistrate, a federal judge magistrate, but it's a magistrate, not even the judge in charge of the case. And then did all the optics up there with, you know, the huge cars and the Ryder trucks with the guys in the back up armored with the weapons for a guy who is the, will not only be in the next election, will win the next election. They know no bounds. This is unprecedented. In American history, it's almost unprecedented in Western civilization history. They know they have no boundaries. And here, why is it about Trump, Alex? And why is it about you? Because Trump puts them in the room, you know, not in the room, not in the deal. And for all of Trump's flaws, and Trump is very flawed, as you are and I am. He's a very imperfect instrument. But he puts you in the room and gives you a voice. Not in the room, not in the deal. Trump puts you in the room. And what you're seeing now, that they are desperate and they're nervous and they understand they're losing because there's a great awakening going on. People, no matter how much they try to deplatform you or War Room or all these other great podcast sites and people doing these forums and talking to each other and interconnecting, no matter if you're off of Twitter, you're off of YouTube, you're off of Facebook, the content's getting out there, there's a great awakening, right? And they can't stop that. No one's ever been able to stop the American people when the American people in the righteous indignation knows the direction it wants to go. Couldn't stop us in the Revolution, the Civil War, World War II, and the Great Depression. Or the Cold War. Unstoppable. And that's what they fear now because they understand that the jig is up, right, on the administrative state as an apparatus, the central apparatus for the World Economic Forum, what I call the Party of Davos. Apparatus to control everything. Look, she went to Davos 3 days before Trump's inauguration. He gave a speech and laid it all out. He laid out the whole thing. He laid out the network they were doing, the One Belt, One Road, how it was all interconnected, how it was totally antithetical.
I remember that. There were headlines where him and Herman Van Rompuy met and they said the EU and Davos with China will defeat Trump and America was the headlines. Then we had the Washington Post headline, we must destroy Trump. Xi Jinping must destroy Trump to save America. These are just outrageous declarations of war.
But you also say about what they will do. Remember, everybody, Davos is really about, you know, they got the bankers, you have the hedge fund guys, you have the media, you have the marketing people, the accountants, all the big consultants, Booz Allen, McKinsey, you know, Arthur D. Little, all of them, but they're all in the same business. They're all in the information business. They're just in different aspects of how they monetize that business, whether it's a hedge fund or a law firm, accounting firm, consulting firm. So they have total information what's going on in the world. They gave a standing ovation. They knew about the Uyghurs. They knew about the organ harvesting. They knew about the crushing of the House Christians of the Evangelical Church, the underground Catholic Church, the Lao Beijing, the slave labor. Right? They knew about Falun Gong. They knew everything from Tibet to Manchuria that the Chinese Communist Party is doing. And they gave them a standing ovation. They said, yes, this is exactly this network effect with China as the manufacturing arm, everything else, either a contributor of resources or markets, basically, you know, Western Europe and the rest of the world as a tributary state. They stood as one and gave him a standing ovation. In the Financial Times of London, The Economist, all of it said, this is essentially the model for the future. Donald Trump's inaugural address, which will go down in history, the American carnage,
laid out the Westphalian system. No, we're a nation state. And mankind's best freedom is as a sovereign citizen in a sovereign country called a nation state. And Donald Trump's was a throwdown to the elites in this country that have sold us out every day for the last 30 or 40 years. And this is what this fight's about. And here's the thing. What they're going to try to do is goad you into doing, you know, becoming violent or doing things or else. We have 2/3 to 75% of the people in this nation support us. Hispanics in overwhelming numbers, African American, particularly African American men in overwhelming numbers, Asian Americans, and of course the deplorables in the Trump movement and all of MAGA. United as one, we control this country and we will control it for 100 years and set things right. That's what this is all about action now. This is all about getting out, getting involved, getting engaged, becoming a force multiplier with shipping out information here on War Room or InfoWars or wherever else your favorite site is. Push that out.
And Steve, I want to be clear because listeners are tuning in. Millions are tuning in right now. Millions always tune in, but millions are tuning in now because you're here. People are so excited about this. They're more excited about you being on than when Trump's been on. They literally know they've lost history. They know they've lost. And you're right. The real mainline poll numbers, 30-some percent of Democrats support Biden. 95% of Republicans don't support him. Minorities are waking up and rediscovering America. The globalists have lost unless they can trick us into a civil war or violence. That's my big concern. What do you see them trying to pull?
They're going to try to pull all kinds of stunts. They're going to try to goad people. They're going to try to be all types of action. But look, let me say, I know you got to go to break in a second, about what they're doing and about their desperation. Your trial would not have been a global media event, sir, if they were not desperate to destroy certain people in this movement. They made your trial in a small court in Texas an international global main event with massive millions of page views and traffic, stories on The Guardian, stories on the front page of the Times of London, all throughout the world. Why? They're absolutely desperate, and they know what they need to do today. They need to decapitate the leadership, and that's what they're trying to do. And they're going to pull. And nothing is beyond these people, nothing. Nothing is beyond these people. That's why you always have to be on guard and you have to keep your sense about you and do not let them goad you into any action, which they will try to do to make sure that you cross any line that then they can jump on you and then use against you to destroy you.
Incredible. We got one more segment, Stephen. It's so great to have you here. Again, you're one of the greatest minds of modern times or, you know, all time here. I've got a lot of questions, but we have a 10.5-minute segment coming up. I want to try to just let you host the segment and really a call to arms politically and nonviolently for our listeners and viewers about what we need to do and the crossroads we're at. Because listeners don't need me to tell you, we're going into the most threatening time, not just in America's history, but the world's history. But people are waking up and we're not caught flat-footed. So there's a way to navigate this, but how do we do it without triggering a civil war and total collapse? We'll be right back with Stephen K. Bannon. Stay with us.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Subic, Owen Schwartz is going to take over. I'll be back for the last 30 minutes of the next hour and the fourth hour to take your phone calls here today. Then our War Room with Owen Schroyer, 3 to 6 p.m. We have the host of the War Room, Stephen K. Bannon, here with us. And the War Room is a term used for political campaigns or military operations. That's why it's really the best name. We are all in a war room. And recognizing we're in a war is, as G.I. Joe says, half the battle. So, Steve, in the last 8-9 minutes we have left with you, thank you so much for the time. Obviously, we're at a historic crossroads right now. We have the initiative. We can win. But people have to have faith. And as you said, don't let them trick us into violence. I want to just give you the floor for 8 minutes or so to give an important message to the probably 3 million people tuned in right now.
Well, look, I think it's a time of action. This is, you know, Alex, you and I have talked about this. We're at the hinge of history right now. And, you know, don't believe what you hear Steve Bannon say. Don't believe what Alex Jones said. If you had a year ago projected out that a Gestapo-like force armed would have gone to Mar-a-Lago and ransacked President Trump's home, the first presidential home in history ever with authorities in there, it boggles the mind. But you have to understand, there's this French poet I quote all the time. He was volunteered for the French army in World War I, was killed in Verdun right off the bat. He was a journalist and a poet. He said, the important thing is not to report what you see. The most important thing is for you to see what you see. You have to see reality right now. What's going on? And don't take all the spin and everything you're accustomed to thinking about. And it's most important for audiences like in Alex Jones's audience, the great InfoWars, and also War Room, to become evangelists right now. What you have to do is bring in that concentric ring, not just people that totally agree with you. You have to take the information you have, and you have to start pushing it out to your neighbors, your workers, your people, your the people you bowl with or play golf with. You have to help awaken them. A great awakening is kind of a network effect, and that's what we're going through right now. And, Alex, quite frankly, that's why I'm really a huge proponent of your book, which, look, I just saw a month ago. Tony Lyons knows that the War Room, we always love getting the hot new titles, and he gave it to me, and I was blown away by it. And what I told my team as we handed it around, I said, this could be a great tool right now for what we need in this space. We need a great awakening of the general population, but clearly people that are devotees or followers of InfoWars and War Room are kind of that cadre, that tip of the spear. And you need cadres. You need a vanguard. But that vanguard must take leadership. And so everyone out there today, you can't wait for Donald Trump. We've already put so much on his shoulders. One guy can only do one thing. You can't put it on Alex Jones. Look, they're trying to destroy Alex Jones. You saw last week. And I'm not arguing about the case with the families. That's a separate thing. That's what Alex is doing with those families. I'm talking about a much broader thing of what they tried to accomplish, right? And making it a global effort and actually looking not just to destroy a man, but actually destroy the network that he's built around it, to shatter it, to make sure it can never be vibrant again. And so right now, the most important thing for this audience to do is to burrow down, get as much information as possible, do your work, and to become an active part of this, become an active part of a cadre, become an active part of a vanguard to push forward and take leadership. Remember, in the American Revolution, what, a third of the people were kind of on the side of the Patriots, a third of the people were hardcore Tories, a third of the people were in the middle kind of seeing how this thing plays out. Same thing in the Civil War. Any great effort always starts with a relatively small group. And look, we have, you know, I totally disagree with our opposition, but they are absolutely believe to the core of their being that they're right and they're not going to give up. One side's going to win here and one side's going to lose. We're not going to all of a sudden have a great kumbaya moment and hug this out. You can't hug this out because we have two different ideas, two different visions of what this country is. It's either the constitutional republic that's been handed down to us on every patriot's grave for 12 or 13 generations, that it's our responsibility and our duty to pass on to future generations. Remember, Burke said, we have as much obligation to those that came before us as those that come ahead. And right now, your moment in history, so many people that watch this show or so many people that follow Alex Jones or watch the War Room said, you know, if I was around in the American Revolution, I'd be right there. I'd be at Saratoga. I'd be at Valley Forge. Or, you know, if there's a Civil War, I'd be at Cemetery Ridge and at Gettysburg.
Well, now's your chance because you're here for the second battle for the Republic.
You are here for the greatest battle. And by the way, as much as the Patriots in 1776 had long odds against then the greatest empire on earth, the British Empire, today it's actually harder. It is harder because you have the combination of technology. You have these oligarchs in big tech, big media, big pharma combined with an authoritarian state. They have, you know, the social credit scores. They have all the technology. The odds are here are long. But the reason I like our odds is the people on our side of the football, the values on our side of the football, the grit, determination, and just basic cussedness. One of the things I like most about Alex Jones, just that kind of American cussedness. You're not going to beat this guy. You're not going to beat him. Impossible. You cannot beat him. And that's why I like the folks on our side of the football. Alex, and I got to tell you, right now, your audience at InfoWars, our audience at War Room, plus all the other great podcasts out there, all the other great conservative sites have to come together. And these can't be half measures. And I'm not talking about violence, and the left knows that. Right now, we unite. We run the freaking tables in November. I'm talking about 100 seats. I'm talking about winning South Texas, the Rio Grande Valley, taking D+10, D+12 districts, get an overwhelming majority in the House. Take the Senate, take every school board, every election board, every canvassing board, every medical board in every state, every town commission, every town council, the House of Representatives in your state, the state Senate, the House, the Senate, all of it. Run the tables and start the second Trump presidency on January 1st of 2023. We have a 6-year presidency to clean this country, to clean this apparatus out, and particularly clean this government out. And we do it, and I got to tell you, once we do it, We have investigations, and we cut them off with money. And by the way, not just run them out of the government by impeaching, then bring criminal charges and let them see what real justice is. This is a time. This is no longer a time for choosing. This is a time for action, action, action. You have your agency. Divine providence only works through human instrumentality. You've got all the access. There's been 114 billion people, roughly, I think, in the history of the earth. You've got to ask yourself today, why did God in all his wisdom put me here and put me now? Why did he give me access to InfoWars? Why did he let me hear some crazy guy named Steve Bannon? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself why you became a follower of Donald Trump. And then commit, commit, commit to being the vanguard and the cadre. And I will guarantee you one thing. We will win. We will save this republic. And 100 years from now, they will talk about these vital years in American history.
Well, Steve, I'm just so honored to be working with you and President Trump and so many others. And you're right. There's Team Freedom and there's Team Demon. Everybody should visit your website. Where is the best place for people to find your show, your books, your films, everything you do?
Just go to warroom.org or go to find me on Getter. I'm putting up stuff on Getter all day long, the social media site. Just go there or go to warroom.org. You can find us. We're almost as banned as you are, Alex. Not quite.
Oh, I know. Everybody's got to boost what you're doing. Steve Bannon, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for standing up for America, and we'll talk to you soon. Yes, sir. Well, that was a very satisfying, informative interview because I want to beat these people. And that guy is on the front lines. Owen Schroyer takes over for 30 minutes while I'm on with Jack Posobiec and Charlie Kirk. Then I'll be back. I'm doing like 6-7 interviews a day right now to beat the globalist. And then I'll be back to take an hour and a half of phone calls in about 35 minutes from now. Separately, we sold thousands of copies of the signed book that's going to be shipping soon. And I thought, wow. Thank you, listeners. You'll get all those signed for what you bought them for. But everybody that orders the book now that wants to be part of a fundraiser to keep us on air because we're barely operating, we're going to have a special little plate piece of art I'm going to do in the next few days. It's a little printout, and I'm going to sign that with the art I make. Everybody that buys the book now, signed at InfoWarsStore.com as a fundraiser, will get the special signed book. Everybody else that ordered the signed book will get theirs, but that's just a signed book, which is great. But the fundraise we're going to do, even though it's a Herculean effort, I'm going to sign these things, 5,000 of these special signed books because we need the money to stay on air. I don't want to lay our crew off. I don't want to give up at this critical juncture. So get your signed copy of The Great Reset, special signed copy, InfoWarsStore.com. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Get X2. Get it all and keep us on the air. Look at the great Owen Schroyer. Look at him right there. Let's punch him up. Owen Schroyer. Look at that American patriot. Abraham Lincoln reborn. Abraham Lincoln at 25, even though he's like 30. Owen Schroyer takes over 30 minutes, and then at War Room, his War Room, 3 p.m. Central. But I'm going to go to break here, do another show, and then come back. Thank you so much for your support, folks. History is now. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.